The setting for our gospel reading is the Passover feast in Jerusalem, where many see the miracles of Jesus. Nicodemus, one of many who sees these signs, come to Jesus at night in secret.
我们今天读的福音书是关于尼哥的背景。在耶路撒冷的逾越节晚上，尼哥静鸡鸡地来到耶稣面前。在尼哥的身上，很多人都看了耶稣的神迹。
John gives us a bit of background on Nicodemus. He's a Pharisee. If the scribes were Israel's lawyers, who knew the law and interpreted it, the Pharisees were Israel's keepers of the law.
約翰俾咗我哋一啲關於尼哥嘅背景，佢係法利賽人，係以色列嘅律法師，佢知道點樣解釋律法。法利賽人就係以色列嘅律法守護者。
The Pharisees tried to live according to the law as interpreted by the scribes in all its meticulous detail. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing at face value.
法利賽人試圖按照法律上所定明的條例去執行，在表面上是一個非常好的事情，是沒有錯的。
John also tells us that Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. He was a member of the ruling council, the Sanhedrin. This group was concerned with maintaining the spiritual life of Israel according to the law and the prophets. They were Israel's spiritual leadership.
約翰講咗俾我哋知，尼哥係猶太人嘅統治者，佢係統治委員會嘅成員。呢一個團體係按照律法同埋先知來維持以色列嘅屬靈生活。
Nicodemus was a top-level religious official who, during a high holy feast, comes to Jesus in secret, takes the time and makes the effort to meet in secret.
尼哥是一位高級宗教官員，有一次在宴會時候， 尼哥秘密地来到耶稣面前，很虔诚地跟耶稣倾谈。
As a Pharisee, Nicodemus believed that the time of the prophets was over, but Jesus sure did sound like a prophet. And so, Nicodemus says in John 3, verse 2,
作为一个法利赛人，尼哥相信先知的时代已经结束，但是 耶稣确实好似一位先知，所以尼哥喺约翰福音书第三章第二节咁讲：
Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. That's a long way around actually saying the word prophet. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
拉比， 我哋知道你係從神那裡來的老師，因為你所行的這些神跡，如果沒有神的同在，沒有人能做得到。Nicodemus
is hoping that Jesus will either confirm or deny that he is a prophet. That's the goal of this question. But instead of a direct answer to the question, Jesus says in verse 3,
尼哥希望 耶稣能够证实他是不是一个先知，但是耶稣没有正面回答尼哥的问题。Unless
one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说：我实实在在地告诉你，一个人如果不重生，就不能见神的国。Nicodemus
can neither see nor enter the kingdom of God unless he is born again by water and the Spirit. Not the kind of answer he was expecting.
耶稣给尼哥的答案是，一个人如果不重生，就不能见神迹果。尼哥想的答案是，究竟耶稣是不是一个先知？
It's just the two of them. Jesus is standing right in front of Nicodemus. The kingdom of God, The power and majesty of God sent to the world is standing right in front of him, but Nicodemus cannot see it.
他们两个人站在这里，耶稣站在尼哥的前面。 但是尼哥想不到神的国度赐给世界大能的和尊严的耶稣就站在他面前。He
sees a rabbi who does miracles and suspects he must be from God. But that's as far as it goes. He can't see that Jesus is the king bringing the reign of God into the world.
他看见这个行神迹的拉比，怀疑他一定是从神而来的。他想不到这个耶稣是神，是万神之神，万王之主。The
kind of seeing that Jesus says is impossible, apart from being born again, is not the kind of seeing that God gives us eyes for. It's the kind of seeing that the eyes are not involved in at all.
耶稣说要重生才可以见到神的国。见到这两个字不是用我们的肉眼去看见，是用我们的心去看神的国。Paul
writes to the Corinthians saying, we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 6.
保罗写书信给哥林多，因我们行事为人是凭着信心。
Jesus will later say to his apostles who have actually seen him with their eyes, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Jesus tips his hat to those who never actually saw him with their eyes and yet they see him only true faith can.
耶稣对那些真正亲眼见过他的使徒说, 你因看见了我才信，那些没有看见就信的人有福了。Nicodemus
could not see the kingdom of God, could not see who Jesus really is because he had no faith.
尼哥看不到上帝的国度，看不到耶稣的真正身份，是因为他没有信仰。
All of this is pretty hard for Nicodemus to process. He responds in verse 4, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
尼哥不明白怎样才可以重生。他说人老了又怎样可以重生呢？难道还是可以捐回入母亲的肚子里面再出世吗？
Jesus corrects him, explaining that the rebirth that he is talking about is not a physical, but spiritual. It comes from above. But Nicodemus is working from a view from below for how God works in his kingdom.
耶稣矫正和解释给他知，耶稣所讲的重生不是肉体，而是圣灵的重生。他是从上面来的。 但是尼哥从下边的角度去想上帝怎样在这里做他国王的工作。But
it is by water and the Spirit. It's not about what you must do, but what God must do to you. It's nothing you can control, nothing your actions can influence.
是要靠水和圣灵，不是靠你自己积了多少阴。 而是上帝必须对你做的什么，上帝叫你做什么，你是不可以控制的，你的行为是没有影响的。For
Nicodemus, the spiritual leader of Judaism, in its time of strict rule following, this makes no sense. Pharisees were all about doing things, right actions, rule following. So we can understand why these words from Jesus made no sense.
在严格统治的犹太教精神领袖尼哥来讲，这些是没有道理的。法利赛人做事循规蹈矩和正确的执行， 我们可以理解到为什么耶稣说这些话，他们是觉得一点意思都没有。
Faith is a continual struggle to trust God in a way that our reason and senses inform us otherwise. Nicodemus spends the next months and years hearing about Jesus and wrestling with who he truly is and why he came.
信心是一种持续的挣扎，以信靠上帝的方式，我们的圣灵和感官告诉我们并非如此。跟住嚟嘅几个月同埋几年里，尼哥一直喺度聆听耶稣，并且努力思考耶稣嘅真正身份，同埋耶稣点解会嚟呢个世界。
By the end of the Gospel of John, we learn that Nicodemus now clings to the words of Jesus. He was changed by them. He trusted Jesus.
喺约翰福音嘅尾部，我哋知道尼哥喺度紧紧揸住耶稣嘅话语，佢改变啦，佢信靠耶稣。
Nicodemus came to the cross to take away Jesus's body. John writes in chapter 19, after the crucifixion, Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight.
尼哥来到十字架上要带走来耶稣的身体，在约翰福音十九章三十九节这样写到，被钉在十字架后写到，又有尼哥就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，带着木药和沉香，重约75磅。
To pack a dead body and spices was the customary thing to do.Luke tells us that the women who arrived on Easter morning brought spices with them to the same purpose. The body packed in spices helped to cover the smell of decomposition.
用香料包装尸体是犹太人的殡葬的规矩。路加告诉我们，在复活节早上有在复活节早上到达的妇女出于同样的目的带来了香料。香料是有助于掩盖尸体的腐烂和器皿。
But 75 pounds? This is an excessive amount that would have taken several carts to carry. There was nothing secret about this visit to Jesus, unlike the first one that was at night. This one would have attracted a good deal of attention.
75磅的香料是比较有份量，需要几架手推车才能携带。今次拜访耶稣肯定没什么秘密，不会好像以前那样在夜晚拜访，这一次会引起很多人注意，很大阵仗。
But Nicodemus didn't care anymore. His faith was out there for all to see.In fact, the only places recorded in the history books where this kind of quantity of spices is ever used to pack a dead body was when the dead body was that of a king.
尼哥不再在乎人家怎样看他，他的信心就在那里，所有人都看得出。事实上，在历史书上唯一记载过有用咁多嘅香料嚟包作尸体嘅地方，喺当其时只有国王嘅尸体先至可以用咁多嘅香料包装。
As all of Jesus' disciples go into hiding for fear of the ruling council, Nicodemus, a member of the ruling council, comes out of hiding and publicly makes a bold confession that Jesus is indeed.The king, his king.
所有耶稣的门徒都因为害怕统治委员会而躲藏起来。统治委员会的成员尼哥从躲藏中走出来，公开大胆承认这个耶稣确是国王，是他的国王。
Even before the miracle of Easter, What is clear is that whatever drove Nicodemus to seek out Jesus, now he has been born again. His eyes were opened. He saw the kingdom of God and entered it.
甚至在復活節期的之前，顯然已經是尼哥已經重生了，他的眼睛睜開了，他看見了神的國，並且進入了神的國。
As you stand at the foot of the cross this Lenten season and hear Jesus' words, have they changed you? Can the change be seen in your life? This king beckons you to be born again and to wear it proudly.
在这个四旬期，当你站在十字架下，听到耶稣的话语时，他们有没有改变到你呢？在生活中能不能够见到一些变化呢？这位国王召唤你重生，并且自豪地佩戴着他。
Like Nicodemus, our reason and free will struggle to grasp this being born again by water and the Spirit. We know that we can live an outward decent life to a certain extent.
好似尼哥咁样，我哋嘅理性、自由同埋意志好难掌握呢个由水同埋圣灵重生嘅存在。我哋知道我哋可以在一定程度上过上体面的生活。
But only the Holy Spirit causes a person to be born again and to have a new heart and mind. Only the Spirit can recreate us as God's holy and purpose-filled people. Only the Spirit of God can drive us daily to live as members of His kingdom.
但是只有圣灵才能使一个人重生，并且拥有新心的思想。只有圣灵才能重新创造我们成为圣洁的子民，只有圣灵才能每天驱使我们作为天国的成员生活。
Jesus makes clear that being born again by water and spirit, by being baptized and renewed daily, is something we should value highly and wear boldly.
耶稣清楚地表明靠水同埋圣灵重生，每天受洗同埋更新，系我哋应该高度嘅重视，并且要大胆咁去佩戴。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
神爱世人，甚至赐下他的独生子，好让他信他的人不至灭亡，反得永恒的生命。因为神差遣他的儿子到世上，不是为了定世人的罪，而是为了世人藉着他得救。
And so we are saved, beloved, reborn into his kingdom.And sent to bring the love and peace of His, that kingdom, to all we meet. Amen.
Because we are saved, being loved, and being brought into His kingdom, and being sent to bring His kingdom, love and peace, to all we meet. Amen.